Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of Maine, challenging Maine's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. The British Supreme Court today ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female. Author J.K. Rowling weighing in on the platform X, saying the ruling protects the rights of women and girls across the United Kingdom. Harvard University mulling a lawsuit against the Trump administration after more than $2 billion in federal funding was pulled from the school over directives demanding that Harvard obey directives on who to hire and how to teach. Retail sales rose 1.4% last month. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A key point for the Trump administration has been eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion measures. The Department of Education has threatened universities, including UW-Madison, to get rid of their DEI programs, or you could lose your federal funding. The Trump administration has frozen billions of dollars to seven universities, including Harvard, because university leaders refuse to comply with the president's DEI demands. DEI programs were first created after the Civil Rights Act to level the playing field for people from disadvantaged backgrounds, whether that was veterans, people of color, women, or people with disabilities. Back in 2023, after a big battle over DEI, the UW system froze diversity hires, renamed about 40 DEI positions, and got rid of an affirmative action hiring initiative. And in return, Republicans in the legislature approved staff pay raises and funded big construction projects. But they also ordered an audit into DEI spending in Wisconsin. Well, that audit is finished. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
Republican-ordered audits have found that Wisconsin state agencies and the University of Wisconsin system didn't track total spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. The audit found that neither UW nor the 15 state agencies that were examined specifically tracked how much they spent on DEI efforts in the 2023-24 fiscal year. However, the audit estimates that tens of millions of dollars were spent on such initiatives. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has pledged to end diversity efforts in state government, saying that such initiatives are cancerous and that he wants a society that is truly colorblind.
State Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld says a lot of university spending on DEI includes programs dictated by state law, HR best practices, and good recruitment. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind. A high of 57. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 38. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Showers developing later in the afternoon, maybe a storm too, a high of 62. Right now, it's 34.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival and give away some tickets.
And we'll be talking to Judy Davidoff from Isthmus about the latest issue.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Yesterday, the White House shared the results of Trump's physical, which was conducted by White House doctor Captain Sean Barbabella. That's his name, Barbabella? Really? Trump gave Trump a clean bill of health, saying his active lifestyle continues to contribute significantly to his well-being, including his, quote, frequent victories in golf events. Okay. Adding, his well-being was also due to a cruel and different universe where good, hardworking people are routinely diagnosed with terminal illnesses, but an objectively evil monster who only eats cheeseburgers and fried chicken lives forever. The world is chaos. There is no God, proven by his frequent victories in golf events.
Oh, comedians will save the world. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Yep. All right, Malcolm Nance coming up to terrify the bejesus out of us.
And just he's going to be a little yelly.
Yeah, yeah, a little shouty. Okay, so we've been, your sorority sister, Caroline Leavitt.
Hey, girl. Aw.
Press room Barbie.
Oh, what's she up to?
Aw, well, here she is.
She in the chapter room.
Aw.
Today's gaslighting. Talking about the sending a migrant to the El Salvador prison by error. She once again lied about the... Here we go. Yeah, four, sorry.
The Democrat and media outrage over the deportation of Abrego Garcia, an MS-13 El Salvadorian illegal alien criminal who is hiding in Maryland has been nothing short of despicable.
Hiding.
Based on the sensationalism of many of the people in this room, you would think we deported a candidate for Father of the Year.
Oh, my God.
He checked in with ICE.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He was a union member. A sheep worker. What do you mean hiding in Maryland? Oh, my God. Not MS-13. Not proven. Not a terrorist. None of that.
This
none
is the
of it.
Same argument that Republicans had when George Floyd was murdered. They were like, oh, well, you guys are acting like he was this great person. It's like, no, he was just a person. Like, this is, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Here she is. Press room Barbie again.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist.
No!
He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
Oh, my God, you're right. They make up just new lies to throw in, right?
Yeah.
Has he killed the Lindbergh baby? Is there anything else? Jimmy Hoffa, is there anything?
Okay. Those are old references, Stephanie.
Okay, I know. Listen, I have to appeal to the olds. Bella's here to appeal to the young.
Yes. Okay.
I need to whip out my old, musty references.
I mean, I wasn't even alive when the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped.
She's the only one to know who Bernie opened for. What's her name at Coachella?
Claro.
Who?
Claro.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm going to make some bumps with some of her music now.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, good.
So I'll bring those in.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
She's great.
Yeah, by the way, who's this? Analyst said the evidence, quote-unquote, against Abrego Garcia consisted of nothing more than his Chicago Bulls hat and hoodie and a vague, uncorroborated allegation from a confidential informant claiming he belonged to the MS-13 gang in New York, a place he has never lived.
Right.
This is, oh, I'm sorry, this is what the judge said in the case. Okay, Bull Barbie again. Yes, number five. Yes.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist.
No!
He is an MS-13 gang member. Ah! He was engaged in human trafficking.
Okay, we already played that one.
We already played that one.
Yeah. Oh, we already did four and five?
Yes.
All right. We've had enough of B.S. Barbie. She's done now. Should we move to Tom Hoberg? Who's going to repeat the same lies?
Easter is this weekend, and you know what my Easter wish is?
That he learns to enunciate.
Yes.
If somehow he comes back and that happens, he's going to be detained and removed again. He's an MS-13 gang member based on our intelligence and El Salvador's intelligence. He will be detained and he will be deported. But what's the sense of bringing someone back to simply go and face deportation again? He's a public safety threat. He's a gang member. And he's a designated terrorist. We should not be bringing any of those people back to the United States. That's my opinion.
He said, now the courts are saying we have to facilitate. We'll facilitate, but El Salvador has full authority. They all know they are so completely full of, right? He's like, oh, well, if he comes to the border, how's he going to do that? When the, what's his name? Paulie Walnuts,
right.
President Ukulele, won't release him. He's like, oh, really? Well, if he finds his way here, well, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
facilitating means sending envoys to El Salvador and talking to the country of El Salvador to see what needs to be done in order to get him back.
Right.
They haven't done that.
And then he was mocking Chris Van Hollen's plan to visit the El Salvadorian.
Chris Van Hollen is going today.
Right. Yep. To the prison to. Okay, one more, Tom.
Every time I read a story about this, it's Maryland father. They don't mention he's a member of MS-13, who is a designated terrorist, one of the most violent gangs in the world. They don't mention he's an MS-13 member. They don't mention he's an El Salvadorian citizen being held by the country of El Salvador. El Salvador makes that decision. Now, the court said we've got to facilitate. We'll facilitate, but El Salvador has full authority on this.
I think I'm losing brain cells.
I am
listening
to
this.
I am every time he speaks.
How can you tell what he says? Because he mumbles.
They're blaming the media for not reporting something that's not true.
Right.
That has not been proven.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to keep President Trump's promise to America. We're going to make this country safe again. And we're going to target every foreign national public safety threat in this country. We won't rest till every single one eradicated from this country.
Is he having denture slippage? Is that what's causing it?
I don't understand. Is he eating oatmeal?
I don't know.
Make this country safe again. We're going to follow Trump's rule.
I had a producer on TV that used to eat with her mouth open, which was just a long lunchtime for us. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But that's what I feel like. Like, he just doesn't stop. He has something.
He ate a bite of salad and won't stop talking.
Yeah, he's like a seagull with like a beak full of something.
Pelican.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Oh, yes. A pelican.
Yeah.
With like a pouch, like a throat pouch.
That's
full
his hoe bag.
Yes. He has a hoe bag full of like sardines or something.
Yes. I believe in Finding Nemo, there's a pelican that's holding
He holds Nemo.
Yes, in his mouth.
In his pouch,
and
in his hoe bag.
And he sounds like that.
Yeah.
A pelican pouch from here on will be known as a hoe bag.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
We found Nemo. He's in his mouth.
And you know what Jesse Waters said last night?
You have to start a sentence like that? No, what?
He said, everybody knows that wearing a Chicago Bulls hat is a gang member sign.
Sure, of course.
Oh, my God.
Tell that to all of our WCPT listeners.
Yeah, there you go. Carly says, of course, MAGA doesn't care about the administration sending immigrants without criminal records to El Salvador. Trump ran on eliminating diversity. If they're not white, MAGA does not care. If Trump started to deport white Democrats, MAGA would not care. If you're not in the cult, you are dehumanized. Mm-hmm. It's really, if you're not in the cult, excuse me, you're dehumanized. Thank you. That's it. Right. Tim Snyder, again, authoritarian scholar, said on the White House's theory, if they abduct you, get you on a helicopter, get into international waters, shoot you in the head, drop your corpse into the ocean, that's legal because it's the conduct of foreign affairs. I think Heather Cox Richardson was retweeting that. But it's just to get your mind around all of this is really This one yesterday, Bloomberg, the U.S. blocked a G7 statement to condemn Russia for its Palm Sunday missile attack on the Ukraine city, which killed at least 35 people and injured over 100, including children. Again, this administration is in lockstep with Putin. Mm-hmm. They blocked a resolution just condemning the deliberate killing of civilians. Where are we? Chris, where are we? I'm lost.
I don't know.
Pete in Wisconsin. Now I am found. Hello.
Good buddy, Evan Martin. Well, how are we doing? Hey, as a fellow gully gobbler, I'll stand on that wall with you, Steph. All right.
Stand on what?
Yeah, he's a fellow a gully gobbler.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, good. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So I don't know if you guys have the audio, but I was watching Jessica Tarlov on Fox yesterday doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I found, even as she was making her points, like, Dana Perino is scared out of her mind. Gutfield is just angry. Perino is angry. I think there is going to be a civil war in the Republican Party first before it spills out into the streets. And I also have been hearing from the younger folks, they're like sharpening guillotines at this point. And it's that conversation has to stop. It has to stop right now. There are other ways that we can do this. And I'm going to continue to call, to echo Frangela's call. We all need to sit home and we need to pick a day and sit home. And the day that I pick is May 5th. How about Cinco de Mayo? Sit home, have some cervezas, do
now,
something.
What if you're a lonely spinster that sits home virtually every day?
That would be nothing for you, Stephanie.
I'm a paid protester, obviously.
You don't even drink cervezas.
Well.
Okay. What if you're just a loser? Does that count as part of the resistance? Okay. Sarah says Canada picked an Oxford-trained economist. Mexico chose a physicist with a PhD in energy engineering. Meanwhile, the U.S. handed the reins to a washed-up reality host with 6 felonies and bankruptcies. Yeah. Nicely done, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. 34 felonies, 6 bankruptcies. Sorry, got the math wrong. This conversation between our friend Brian Tyler Cohen and Tammy
Lauren? Oh, my God.
I've debated her on TV. She's very blonde. Okay. Well, a lot of
no, that's brassy.
Spokespeople,
whatever
are
that is brassy.
Blonde. They're very, very blonde.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, I've seen her at my gym.
A lot
before.
Of blonde ambition on that side.
Yeah,
very blonde.
Yeah, she's the kind of person that wears like leotards at the gym with like the thong going up the outside to like emphasize her buttocks.
Right.
No,
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I debated her here on local TV. Okay. Yep. Tammy said. Isn't she the one that corrects you? It's Tommy. Hey, Tammy. It's Tommy.
It's spelled T-O-M-I, and if you call her Tammy,
she
will
gets really
you.
Mad. Yeah. Tommy. Lauren. She said, Trump has managed to isolate China from the rest of the world. Brian Tyler Cohen said, there's reporting now that Japan and South Korea are negotiating trade deals with China, that the EU is eliminating Chinese EV tariffs. I'm concerned you're not familiar with which country is being isolated. It does not look like it's China. Nicely done, Brian.
Well, yeah.
Although, I'm just saying... A lot of brain cells underneath the peroxide. Okay. I'm on Tommy, not Brian.
Tammy.
Right. What did I say?
I don't know. I don't know which one it is, actually.
Tommy. Oh, it's like when you call what's her name Kelly. It's Kaylee.
Kelly McEnany.
McEnany.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kaylee. Okay. Donald Trump's foreign hostilities could reportedly cost the U.S. $90 billion in lost tourism and export revenue. Nicely done, once again, everybody. Nicely played. You were talking about your friends. I mean, you don't need polling in town halls to go. We all know real people that are having real consequences.
I'm on a group text. One of them is Nebraska Nick.
And, hi, Nick.
Yeah, yes. And the other, my other friend Zach, he's a contractor, and they both have to source major parts from overseas, and the instability in the economy is really messing with them, and has cost one of them at least $50,000.
Yeah,
which the company has to eat, and if companies eat that much money every day, they're going to have to let people go. This is going to be a catastrophe for the economy.
Yeah. I mean. CBS News poll, 75% of Americans think the Trump tariffs will increase prices in the short term. 65% think the Trump tariffs will make the economy worse in the short term. 58%, that's almost 60, Chris.
I've heard that, yes.
Oppose the Trump tariffs on imported goods. 49% feel Trump's policies are making them financially worse off. 60% disapprove of Trump's handling of inflation. So, You know, Rolling Stone said new polling finds Trump and Musk are increasingly unpopular. People do not trust Musk to identify what to cut or that he won't benefit himself. A plurality agree the U.S. is an oligarchy. So people are paying attention, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know, again, to what degree and what poll, but blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Hang on. Hold, please. I was trying to find more. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Doge, Kobe said, you don't find it strange how Doge keeps firing all these people and closing agencies, but the Trump administration spent $150 billion more compared to the same period last year? Mm-hmm. Yes, unless it were, I don't know. I'm just going to go on a limb and say it's all a scam. It's all a bunch of crap. As a lot of people have been saying, they did it to get your data. Right. They got your data. Right? Mm-hmm. They want to pillage Social Security and Medicare. They're not cutting anything. They're just making sure that nobody investigates Elon Musk and he gets a bunch of, multi-billion dollar contracts. It's the biggest scam, I'm telling you, in history. Okay. Oh, by the way, Mom Murph said, of course, manufacturing chips in America is a good idea. That's why Biden enacted the CHIPS Act.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He gave his first speech yesterday since the election. Here he is.
Fewer than 100 days, this new administration has done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking it could happen that soon.
Oh, my God. Have you noticed how old he is? Okay, just kidding. I'm just bitter. I'm just very bitter. Oh, God. Bye-bye, Biden economy. It was nice while you lasted. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth!
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. Did I tell you my new lavender-colored pajamas just arrived?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Where do you see them? They're so beautiful color. They're always coming up in new colors.
Right? I know.
Yeah, I got the short sleeve with the long pants. That's my favorite, I decided.
Nice.
Yes. I'm just telling you, the bamboo pajama set's so luxurious, lightweight yet cozy. They're designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. It is a sleepwear upgrade you didn't know you needed, but you definitely deserve. And they go with your bamboo sheet set.
Yep.
Oh, my God, the softest, coolest, most luxurious sheets you will ever own. Breathable, temperature regulating, and they get softer with every wash. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, it's so soft. I can't stand it. Take time to prioritize your sleep and you. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie. Get 40% off sheets, pajamas, towels, and more. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It is CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain. I use it every week and love it. And their sleep gummies, which I know everybody raves about. All of it is up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. That's you. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. CBDistillery.com. Use my promo code VIP. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. One more time, CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Wow. So this exchange actually happened with Tom Hoberg. Our
Yes, a pelican's a pouch is a hoe bag.
Right. Reporter, there are laws on the books that make it a criminal offense to harbor illegal immigrants like sanctuary state leaders have been doing. Do you think they should be prosecuted and possibly put in prison? Holman, absolutely. And hold tight on that one because it's coming. Wow. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's on their list is imprisoning state governors and mayors and et cetera.
Yep.
Okay, Russell in North Carolina. Hello, Russell.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
I have a son who's autistic, and I understand that Tilmar Garcia has a son who's autistic, and I can personally talk to you right now and say if you've got an autistic child, you don't have time to be a gangbanger or anything. You're working as hard as you can with your wife to try and provide for that child and try to get the services and the help that you can get.
Yep.
And, you know, 80% of people, married couples with autism, divorce.
Yeah.
And imagine, you know, just take this personally, imagine the stress that is going on in her family right now. You know, he's probably the breadwinner. He's
absolutely
gone. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, there's this big geopolitical, back and forth. But, you know, for Trump and Holman or whatever his name is to try and gaslight everybody and, you know, he's a gangbanger. It's just disgusting. It's so immoral and disgusting.
It's anti-family.
I just can't.
Yep, you are correct. By the way, Elvin says the term historians use for people or institutions that supported the Nazi regime, not for ideological reasons, but because of economic concerns, opportunism, cowardice, or fear of communism is Nazis. The term is still Nazis. Nazi adjacent, if you prefer. One last one. This is a good time at any to remind folks that Auschwitz is in Poland, not Germany.
Right.
Nazis also started with deportations. Then it turned into genocide because deporting thousands upon thousands of people wasn't cost effective. The U.S. is epically failing an open book test. Thank you. Let's do one last one. Kelly in Michigan real quick. Hey, Kel. Hello, Kelly. Kelly.
Aw. Kelly couldn't hang on.
Kelly.
It's Kaylee.
Kelly. Okay. Wow. I think I mentioned this. Trump's policies could cost the U.S. economy $90 billion this year in lost tourism and export revenue, according to Goldman Sachs, the wild communist, the wild-eyed communist.
Yeah.
Many foreign visitors avoiding the U.S. over concerns about increased hostility at the border, including reports of European tourists being detained for weeks in U.S. immigration centers. Others obviously angry about the trade stuff. Canadian flight things are down 70%. Holy crap. Malcolm Nance is next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student just weeks before he's supposed to graduate. According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. And the NFL draft is only about a week away. Fans may be thinking about what to bring, teams are finalizing their strategies, and players are choosing which style to wear. But law enforcement is preparing, too. Here's Lisa Hale.
The NFL Draft 2025 is coming to the Green Bay area April 24th through the 26th, and Green Bay police want people to know they are ready. Green Bay PD Captain Ben Allen says that the police department has been working with other agencies, such as the fire department and Ashwaubenon PD, brainstorming different scenarios and thinking about different contingency plans to the point that they are, quote, beyond prepared for the event. The NFL Draft is expected to bring up to 300,000 visitors to the greater Green Bay area later this month.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind. A high of 57. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 38. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Showers developing later in the afternoon, maybe a storm too. A high of 62. Current temperature is 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Dan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what are the latest scams going around that we need to be aware of? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Fats Campaign.
folks, it's not just the Secretary of Commerce. We heard how others, empowered and emboldened by this administration, talk about Social Security. One of them called it a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme? What the hell are they talking about? People earn these benefits. They paid into that benefit. They rely on that benefit. And no one should take it away.
Okay. So many. By the way, I just said this. Amber threaded, folks, Doge never cared about actually saving any money. They just wanted the data. There's a story. Malcolm Nance is going to be very interested in about that. Hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
Howdy.
You're in your invisible secret missions.
That's right.
Mode. All right.
I just hung out with Michael Cohen and Jim Acosta last night.
Oh, that's fun.
Big bags under my eyes. And Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Oh my God! Fun. That's a lot of man meat. All right. So listen, can I just say, eventually everything comes full circle back to your first book, The Plot to Hack America. Because I was just saying about, you know, Doge just wanted the data, period. And I'd saved this tweet for you. If you saw Rachel Maddow, you saw a terrified IT whistleblower who claims Doge opened a gateway to the Department of Energy for the Russians. That's where all the nuclear secrets are stored. God help America. I mean, here we are full circle back to Russia, aren't we?
Yes. Everything starts with Russia. Everything is about Russia. Everything ends with Russia. And, you know, that coincidence took a lot of planning, and that's been known now for almost a decade. And the real problem here is not that we know it. It's that people don't care about it anymore. Trump neutralized it with his base. They don't care. That he works for Russia, they don't care. That he's trying to give Ukraine away through Witkoff, they don't care. Just yesterday, or was it a day before, when Vladimir Zelensky offered to buy $50 billion of U.S. goods and $10 billion in Patriot missiles with European money, Trump said no. And he said, no, we don't, you know, you start a war and now you want us to sell you missiles. This is Vladimir Putin talking out of Trump's mouth.
Yep.
So yes. Everything goes to Russia, everything. So this story doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is that people really just don't give a flip that the United States is literally being disarmed by these people.
Yeah. I mean, this one, I was saying, here we are. The U.S. has blocked a G7 statement to condemn Russia for its bomb Sunday missile attack in Ukraine, which killed 35 people, injured over 100, including children.
Right.
I mean, here we are. Can't even condemn an attack on civilians, right?
The United States is now aligned with Moscow. Just get it in your heads. They haven't made that announcement, but it's coming. Witkoff, just 2 days ago, after he met Putin last Friday, just 2 days ago, he made a statement that the United States and Russia will be seeking economic opportunities in which to cooperate more deeply and closely. We are being sold to Moscow. And right now, everything, even the most lowly statement condemning Moscow for killing children, that attack in Sumy, East in Ukraine, which I've been to with the East, they double tapped that group of people. They hit it with a battlefield ballistic missile that had a 2,000-pound warhead that they aimed at a market. And then when the rescuers came, they hit them with another rocket.
Yeah.
So Trump, he doesn't think that that's a problem because it's his buddy doing the murdering. But then again, we're getting ready to become our own dictatorship. Yep. Or on our way. We're into it.
I mean,
of course he doesn't want to condemn another fellow dictator.
And he sat in the Oval Office again and blamed Zelensky and Biden, I guess, for the invasion. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what to say.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
They said if Ukraine hadn't started this,
right,
which is madness, that's mind-boggling. It's a flat-out The man's a pathological liar, the most documented liar in history. So if you don't start your discussions with that, then you're not even capturing the essence of the dictator that is Trump.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
We all got a little faint there for a minute. Our sphincter snapshot. Yeah, but I mean, you know, even to the signal gate, which, you know, apparently successfully they pushed out of the news cycle, Malcolm. I mean, the fact that one of the people was in the Kremlin that was on that signal chat, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Same guy. Witkoff.
Right.
Again.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Trump's billionaire real estate developer friend, who he has made his personal envoy to everyone who's horrible in this world. And he was in Moscow with his phone, which they probably have been in it for months. It doesn't matter. And besides, why would you even need to monitor this guy when he will sit there and service Moscow at the behest of Trump and do anything they want in the... And if all of you are wondering, Malcolm, what is all this about? It's Russian oligarch billions and billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions that they want to tap. They want access to it, and they're willing to sell all of us, our armed forces, our national security, and our allies down the river to get access to that money. So you better, you know, if you guys aren't angry enough to hit the streets yet, if none of you have gone out and done a protest, well, harness this one around your head. We are selling the Cold War. $10 trillion we spent to stop communism. We're giving it to him, to an ex-KGB dictator on a platter. And they're doing it with your money in your name.
Yeah. Yep. So where should we go next in terms of, you know, this is just Pam Bondi gives.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, all right. No, you go. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you where you need to go.
I was going to talk about disappearing Americans into foreign gulags, but you go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's happening too. Did you see the article, I believe it was in Rolling Stone, about Eric Prince?
Yes.
He's the mastermind, the guy from Blackwater, the mastermind behind the plan to send 100,000 U.S. prisoners to El Salvador, and that Eric Prince is going to create some sort of civilian contractor force that will be deputized to hunt illegal immigrants around the United States, Dog the Bounty Hunter style, armed with weapons, and then forcibly deport them overseas, and that El Salvador will designate the new prisons as U.S. territories.
Yeah. Yep.
So that they can send Black, Latino criminals in U.S. prisons to El Salvador. This is madness. We are literally at the point where our government is now the enemy. They are viewing all of us as assets that they can do in a for-profit prison scheme. Prince is supposed to get $25 billion for this to create, of course, an all-white contractor hunting force that will forcibly remove Americans and send them overseas. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth.
I can't believe these words are coming out of my... Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to say whether Trump's plan to deport American citizens to a Salvadorian prison is legal. Jesse Waters asked if Trump's musing about sending Americans there, where inmates sleep on bare metal racks and are kept in their cells 23 and a half hours a day, is legal. Bondi refused to answer. She said, Jesse, there are Americans, he's saying, who've committed the most heinous crimes in our country. Crime is going to decrease dramatically because he's given us a directive to make America safe again. Legal experts say the idea is obviously illegal. I mean,
they don't care.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
They don't care. And I'm sorry, but, you know, last night at the town hall here in New York City, one lady asked, she goes, what do we do? What do you guys want us to do? And it's very obvious. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. Mm-hmm. And you have got to hit the streets. Adam Kinzinger said that this morning. Yeah. We are at the point where every person, every weekend, every time you hear a protest, you had better get out there. And I'm saying that as a person that would have thought all of this was madness 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But now we're at the point where the only thing that's going to stop this is people power.
Yeah.
And here, put this here. Let me give you a little hint about some of the meetings that I've been having this week in Washington. Every one of you needs to surround the date of June 14th, which is the day Trump wants his grand Bastille Day parade, Trump Day parade, right, in Washington, D.C. And I suspect what you're going to find is every protest group in this country is coming together on that date to do the largest march in the history of the United States.
Yep. By the way, so Brian Behar said people still act like a special bell will ring signaling the arrival of fascism. Trump just defied a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling. Fascism is here, right? I mean, for all of the people to call you or I alarmist, right? I mean, it's, you know, there's so many great points. Dave says due process gave Trump enough time to become president and take due process away. And here we are, Malcolm. I mean, you're absolutely right. There is no hyperbolic enough,
right,
in my opinion.
Section 1, Article of the Amendment 14, Section 1, says that no person shall be removed without due process. That's every person who is within the continental United States or its jurisdiction. These people no longer care about the Constitution. Stephen Miller in the Oval Office was overheard telling Trump that the Supreme Court ruling was in his favor.
Yeah.
Which is a flat-out lie.
Right.
I mean, we are standing into danger.
Right.
All of us, every one of us now, can be designated a foreign terrorist or part of a terrorist group, which is laughable. But, again, only one thing's going to stop this. You, every one of you, if you can't get out physically, help people to do it. If you have kids, help them to get out there. Sponsor a pizza party at the next rally. No matter how small, no matter where you are, get out there. We have to have a people-powered second American revolution to save the first American revolution, or we descend straight into dictatorship.
Saved a couple other threads for you. DeForest says, how do we get here? A, Mitch McConnell didn't convict in either impeachment. B, SCOTUS Roberts' creation of presidential immunity. C, 56% of whites turned their backs on Harris, a qualified candidate for president, for a candidate with 34 convicted felonies, 4 indictments, 2 impeachments. D, all of the above.
Yep.
Choices have consequences. But, you know, to sum it all up, we haven't touched on Harvard yet today, but, Andrew Weissman said, if the Trump administration truly cared about the real problem of anti-Semitism and not just as a ruse to bludgeon universities to curb academic freedom, how about starting by condemning the violence against Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro and his family on Passover, which goes to your last book, They Want to Kill Americans.
That's right.
Here's a pro tip. The side with swastikas and actual Nazis on their side, that's the anti-Semitic side, right?
Well, I love this, that they're using anti-Semitism as a ruse to go after universities, but they're defunding universities for supporting blacks, women, people of color, Asian Pacific Islanders, straight gays.
Yeah.
Every other group now is no longer protected except Jews, which to most American Jews who I know, I was sitting with them last night. This is an insult.
Yeah.
They're going to defund by the hundreds of billions of dollars because they hate education. Education gives you critical thought. Critical thought makes you wonder, why in God's name would you ever stand up to these people?
Yep.
What is that old saw? You know, did you ever think that the reason is if you could think for yourself, you might wonder why this benefits the rich?
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
You know, the hard part about this, the thing that is going to hurt us most when they get down to it is we have people who are recruiting. Like I said, that whole thing with Eric Prince, they're not going to use the military. They're going to hire white men.
Yeah.
And it's going to be that scene from The Handmaid's Tale where you women are going to be forced out with your little boxes downstairs, and the road down to your car is going to be lined with white militiamen with weapons. I wrote that in They Want to Kill Americans also. The deputization of the white man to become an enforcer for this administration.
Yeah. I recommend you read all Malcolm's books, then read First They Came, the poem from Nazi Germany. I mean, we keep, you know, I've mentioned it earlier because, you know, obviously, as you know, my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. But as we talked about, you know, Auschwitz was in Poland, not Germany.
Right.
You know, if you don't get that he was talking about concentration camps, in other countries to send Americans to that are outside the reach of the law, then I don't know what to tell you. If that doesn't chill you right to the bone, I don't know what will.
Yeah, this is a concentration camp system we're talking about. I've spoken twice at Auschwitz. And the last conference I went to in 2019 was called Never Again, dot, dot, dot. Really? I can't believe it. Everything was spoken there. It's happening in the United States.
I saw someone from Germany.
We are becoming a fascist dictatorship.
Yeah, I saw someone from Germany say, you know, they're more, you know, ringing the bell than people here are, saying, you have no idea how fast this can happen. You know, so I think it's, what are we, 70-something days in?
Yeah, and not even 100.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, Malcolm, you are terrifying, and that is exactly the right temperature to be at. Thank you for your white-hot, terrifying
You're welcome.
Rhetoric. All right, see you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Now, right more than ever, you got to stand with the Harvards of the world.
Right.
In a world of Bill Maher's, be a Harvard. What I'm talking about.
That's Credo apples and oranges.
Credo stands with you.
Okay.
I'm talking about heroes of democracy. I like Credo Mobile.
Okay.
Okay. They stand for your values, the nation's only progressive phone company. They're not going to back down on their values. And so you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, deals on new phones. More importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, the ACLU, and the Abortion Care Network. ACLU, more important than ever, right?
Yep.
Because of these coward law firms,
yep.
Right? You need people to fight the good fight. Learn more at credomobile.com. If you you type in the code STEF25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years, Stephanie Miller Show listeners. Look how smart you are. Yeah. Credomobile.com. The code is STEF25.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This spring, don't just clean, organize once and for all. It is time to pull all those important documents out of junk drawers, file cabinets, stacks of paper you have piled up, and those password-protected retirement and bank accounts on your computer. You know what I'm talking about. Your next of kin is going to need access to those details someday. That's why the Knockbox was created. The Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans, and each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps your next of kin manage your estate when you're gone. From your insurance policies to your funeral directives, your dog's vet information, that's important for me, even the code to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. And now, for listeners of the Stephanie Miller Show, save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Visit theknockbox.com today to get yours and use the code Stephanie for 16% off. Trust me, your future self and your family will thank you. Well, you know the secret to great days, better nights. It all starts by turning your bedroom into a sanctuary with Cozy Earth. The bamboo sheet set is something special. The softest, coolest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever own. Breathable, temperature-regulating, crafted to help you sleep like it actually matters. Imagine crawling into bed every night feeling restored, refreshed, and ready to take on tomorrow. Don't forget their bamboo pajamas, lightweight yet cozy. They're designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. It's the sleepwear upgrade you didn't know you needed, but you definitely deserve. Cozy Earth makes it easy to try for yourself. You get 100 nights risk-free to fall in love. Plus, every bedding product is backed by a 10-year warranty. So take the time to prioritize your sleep and prioritize you. CozyEarth.com. Use my exclusive code Stephanie. You get 40% off sheets, pajamas, towels, and more. CozyEarth.com. Code Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Sleep better with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
Hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. OMG. I didn't know anything about this. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you?
I've heard that.
The FBI calls it house stealing. It's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. Here's the question. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is, huh? What now? Where? What? Who? Huh? I didn't know anything about that.
Oh,
I didn't know. Yeah, that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection can keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get: immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Here's the best part: we've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report, so you can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value. Just for signing up, go to HomeTitleLock.com. My promo code is Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. Get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. 56 minutes after the hour. Oh, here's a good prediction.
Oh.
Justin says, brace yourself. We're going to see a slew of Rose Garden announcements from Trump that he's gotten tariffs from some specific country down near zero. The reality is that in most cases, that's where we already were 3 weeks ago. I mean... Yeah. At this point, Chris, fine, declare victory, dear leader. We'll just say you're so brilliant. But, you know, because as you've been saying all morning, this is causing real pain for real people we know.
For real people. It's really starting to affect normal people.
Yeah. They were saying, tell the window story. They were saying they can't have certainty enough to even guarantee a price.
Yeah, my friend Zach got he's a contractor and he ordered windows from a major window company.
Yeah,
and he said they had to redact the prices in the invoice because the market isn't stable enough to carry the cost for even 4 weeks of production time.
That's right. It's the same thing in the stock market.
Right.
This one we mentioned yesterday. Gerard says, good thing we started a trade war with China and they halted their deliveries from Boeing. Everyone knows that's the best way to increase manufacturing in the United States is to shrink the global market for things that are manufactured in the United States. I mean, this whole thing is... Okay. One last one. Lynn, this is no longer on Trump. This is on every single Republican who didn't stop him when they could. This is on SCOTUS. This is on the news media for skirting facts and not pushing back. This is on every single person who voted for him. 58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration filing a lawsuit against the state of Maine challenging the state's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi says they've been working for months trying to get compliance.
We have repeatedly notified Maine of its infractions and urged them to remedy the situation to protect women. We've stripped grants from Maine through other departments. And we are going to continue to fight for women.
State of California is planning to file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority to impose the tariffs that have set off a global trade war. The suit alleges the use of Emergency Powers Act is unconstitutional. New numbers from the CDC continue to show autism rates are on the rise. Some say it's because there's more testing and more diagnoses are included in the definition of autism. This is ABC News.